you, Mobile. Brother Bill, please. You were in Mobile.
Good hearing you this morning. You're up and about early.
It's late for us this morning. We're on our way to testing.
I think you'll pass.
Sunday's all night.
Okay. I wonder how many people show up today. It's different than it was yesterday. It was beautiful. A little bit on the wet side today.
Are you on your way to the humane shelter?
No. I was going to make a wisecrack, but I won't. I'm over here at the Y. On Saturdays, I try to go do water aerobics, and then a couple of days during the week.
I'm really surprised. I'm holding a repeater coming through here. We're coming right by the big radio antenna.
I mean, that last time was a little scratchy, but you're doing good. The thing about walking over there to the entrance, they normally on Saturday don't open at 8:30. And that's kind of surprising given the fact that class starts at 8:40. But typically they'll open up a little bit earlier than that, so you can go in and change. But I was just thinking, well, you know, this is Easter weekend. Maybe they'll open this Saturday. I don't know. I think they are. But anyway, how's the testing been going, though? Is y'all having good turnouts?
Here lately, we've had pretty good turnouts. And luckily, they've fallen on days where I can have the munching gig. The munching can go with me.
Reinforcements there. Absolutely. How's the 991A going?
Pretty good. I haven't been on it here lately, so I still have a bit of that learning curve yet. But, we had the big storms. I unhooked it, and then seemed like everything's gone to Hades in a handbag, and I got to fix this and replace that and then this, and now I'm kind of laid up with my knee and can't climb up the stairs.
What's wrong with your knees?
They've done surgery on twice, shaving the bone and putting fake cartilage in there. Wanted to do a replacement, and I said, back then, I said, you know, I'm in my 40s, and you're only guaranteeing this for 15 years. That means by 55, I'm going to have it done again. Now, you get a better guarantee before you go and replace my knee.
I know how long they typically last. Knees, I know knees are, they take more. I assume that, well, they got more wear and tear on those prosthesis, I think that's how they pronounce it. I heard maybe 2 weeks ago, I think I just overheard a conversation. I was driving somewhere. It seemed like I overheard a conversation you saying that you're going to have some surgery. So was that what the surgery was about?
I had some cancer. They had to go take it out.
Well, I tell you what, you really go through a lot. I know that.
You know, and I wasn't that way up until Desert Storm. Everybody in my unit had weird things go on, so you just kind of have to take it in stride, push, and shake your hand a little bit, and then go on.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hope that goes well. What is it, 8:08? Well, I'll wait another 10 minutes out here. I went a different way over here from my house. I had been going, driving over to Simpsonville, kind of taking the back road, I don't know what you call it, but over to where you cut behind the First Baptist, and you go behind Simpsonville, the city of Simpsonville, and then it comes out near the Walmart, what, local market, fresh market, whatever they call it. And then I'd make a right to go over here to Adams Mill. Well, this time I went to Five Fork and made a left, I guess, at Scuffletown, I suppose. And then took a back way over here. This is a lot quicker. Of course, there's not much traffic today, but it was a whole lot quicker. That's why I'm sitting here doing nothing.
Well, how's the baby?
And Sarge, you know, he's a senior citizen. Considering everything, he's amazing how he still gets around. You know, he's got cataracts now. He only has like peripheral vision. He can't look straight. So if he wants to go somewhere, he kind of looks around the room to kind of get a idea of where he's at. And I'm surprised he can even see that well. So at night, I always leave lights on, a light on the back porch so he can go in and out the doggy door. But he just amazes me. He just keeps on going. The other day, I put a barrier up so he won't go up the stairs and get stuck. And I couldn't believe it. He had jumped over that barrier. I mean, it's about as tall as he is. I'd have no idea how he did it. I guess when there's a will, there's a way. But I had to modify that thing. But he still has giddy up and go. He's amazing, amazing little dog. So he's doing fine. He takes his medicine, and he's just a good dog. Toby's fine. Then for IQ.
For him mobile, did you just refer to him as a little dog?
Terms of girth, he's 70 pounds.
You said that and I smiled. I couldn't help it. Well, I've got to bring LBO up sometime at your convenience and at your, if you give us the nod. She wants to see your station.
Yeah, call. You got my number. Most of the time I'm there, not always. We've been having some company lately, and I guess the last 3 weeks we've had two or three people either drop by or stay. So I've been busy, but I think pretty much all that's over with now. And the nice weather's here. So I stay home as much as I can, take care of the dogs, the cats. And Lane's been gone. So I've been home most of the time.
Yeah, we got everything kind of set up. Well, not everything, but we got the amp up and it working, and you know, kind of got a mini will last us until then now shack. But I've got a couple of more antennas I want to get up and get the rest of my equipment in and get it set up. But she was like, oh, well, talking about all this stuff on the counter, and I'm like, oh, you've seen nothing. Wait, I said, I'm going to take you to Bob's and Bill's, and we'll let you look at a couple of stations.
I like to show her. I always like having visitors. And she can play with my 991. Ask me a bunch of questions about it that I can't answer.
Hers, because she says, oh, well, you played with it. You worked a contest on it. You must know it. And I'm going, no, 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 this is a learning curve.
You know, actually, once I found out about four or five different things on that thing, fundamental things you need to know to operate, it really wasn't too hard. The rest of it just kind of fell in.
Well, I'm converting over from that 990, so, you know, I'm used to twisting knobs and pushing buttons and stuff. So, you know, it's a different technology, but, I mean, it seems pretty... there's not been anything I haven't been able to figure out on it yet. It's just the sense of getting to where you want to go is a little different. But I noticed that they had updated the brain cramp. Dang on it. they had upgraded the website for Pigeon Forge this year. Have you looked at it? Are you planning on going back for Seco?
I'm planning on it. I've been, except for when they didn't have it, I've been like the last 5 years. I probably won't this year. I know my brother can't go. He usually goes with me. But, no, I didn't know it, because I know that there was a lot of discussion about whether or not they'd have it at the same place. What was it, Mainstay Hotel, which was sold, and the new owners, of course, they had changed the signs by last year, but it had sold, and they were increasing prices, blah, 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 so there was some question of where they're going to have it this year, so... what'd you see up there?
She's got her little fingers going right now. She's trying to open it up while we're talking. But, she said it updated. But, she went last year. She knows that I try to go every year. And she went last year. And, it ended up being put to work. But we both thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think she already went and took vacation for it. Planning for this year too, so I guess we're going again.
Besides my brother not going, I guess the other main thing was I didn't even know where they're going to have it. I mean, that's the last discussion I had with anybody about it. But that's 10 months ago. So, it's about, it's getting close to 8:20. A lot of times they'll open up half an hour early. I mean, 10 minutes early. I better go over there because I got to get changed. But, see, do you have that website open now?
Yep, and it's same place.
So they're able to negotiate something again where it's decent prices, because the prices, it's for a resort city and all. The prices are actually pretty good, even though they've gone up some. Maybe they got locked in during the winter before all the prices even went up further. All right, you guys drive careful out there. I'm gonna go see if I can exercise my youthful body here.
We just passed Garrett's golf carts. I can't believe we're running this late this morning, but you have a good one. I'll say 73, and if you need me for anything, you just give me a yell. M4IQ, this is KZ4M Mobile. I'll be clear and listening.
That's the same thing here, Tom. Okay, y'all drive careful. 73, N4IQ, Accurity.